This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
I am Dr. Kira Godfrey. I am a principal consultant and a change strategist at Tier 1 Performance. We're headquartered in Covington, Kentucky, and I am located in Atlanta, Georgia. So at Tier 1, we specialize in activating strategy through people. So for me, as a change strategist, my role is usually to look at strategic planning, leadership alignment, stakeholder engagement networks, change management plans, training, and behavioral assessments. Yeah, that really covers the gamut of what I do. I typically support transformation projects by focusing on the people side of change to help our clients hone in on the business objectives and ROI they want, and to find out the best way to achieve that. So in my career, I have over 20 years experience building and leading stakeholder involvement, learning, and change management for information systems, and also for process improvement. That has ranged from both in the private sector and in the federal organizations, but always focus on optimizing organizational performance. So what I've really loved about the work is that no matter what is the focus, whether it's on reengineering business processes or implementing new information systems or just integrating multiple organizations through a merger or acquisition, it's that people focus that excites me. I believe that truly engaging people in matters that concern them and understanding the factors that motivate their adoption of critical factors, it's really instrumental in building a successful transformation project.
Kira, how are you involved with user adoption?
Once I became exposed to the concept of user adoption, it truly was as if I found my life's calling. So as a change strategist, I incorporate user adoption principles in all aspects of designing change management plans or communications plans or even training plans. I received my doctoral degree in education in 2019, but while in school, I was the training lead for a global project to implement SAP. This was when I saw the real impact of change management and user adoption. So like any other person would do at that particular time, I changed my dissertation topic to research more about user adoption and change readiness. And what I discovered based on research and by working on the implementation project were numerous critical success factors that impact adoption. So factors like leadership alignment, including those mid-level managers, factors like system quality, training, culture, user involvement, and the project team's buy-in, especially from the executive sponsor and the project manager. I discovered that user adoption had very little to do with the system and the process itself, but had everything to do with the perception or the feelings the user had toward the system or the new process. So in my dissertation, I decided to focus on the project manager's perception of the metrics to measure change readiness. Another area that I enjoyed and I discovered by working on that ERP implementation project is that project manager's perception of the user adoption or his or her ability to influence the sponsor's perception of user adoption can be a key predictor, if you will, of a successful transformation. The project I work on did not have a change strategist. So as the training lead, my job became quite difficult. So if there is no or little investment in change management to influence adoption, failure is inevitable. And I saw firsthand the cost of failure, which was well over about $50 million at that time. And through research, I also saw that despite the many benefits of an enterprise resource planning system like SAP or Oracle, 75 to 80% of companies fail in their attempts to implement an ERP system successfully. So ERP project managers, they often move forward and they move forward with a project with little or no idea or indicator as to how the users or if the users are ready to adopt that new system. So as a change strategist, my job is to uncover, to measure, to influence the user's perception by marketing the benefits of the process or systems. But more importantly, my role is to influence and become a trusted partner to the executive sponsor and the project managers as well. And so that's pretty much covers the gamut of my involvement in user adoption.
Kira, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
I think the biggest successes I've seen with user adoption is the mindset shift among project managers and sponsors. And I'm more focused on an ERP system implementation. I feel that more leaders are open and they're more aware of the benefits of change management and how having an organizational change manager on the team can definitely help with that success. So I feel that there are successes in our metrics and also in the acceptance of the data that the metrics is informing the team. So I enjoy capturing and analyzing data. And through my research, I wanted to understand two areas. One, I wanted to understand and help the sponsors and managers understand user readiness. And two, what are the project managers' perception of measuring readiness? And when I talk about readiness, I'm referring to that readiness to adopt. But because that project manager on the team or leading the ERP implementation, they are responsible for the overall, the budget and also managing the process in itself. And so the biggest success I've been seeing is that more and more the project managers are open to having a change manager on the team to measure adoption. And they're measuring not only being within budget and on time, but also are the users actually using the new process or the new system. So that's been a major success, I feel, in the past few years as I look at user adoption. And some of the challenges, I would say, really stem from leadership engagement. On one angle, I'm seeing where more leaders are respecting the role that user adoption plays or in terms of how they define success. But in another area, I see where there is a challenge in getting their leaders aligned in terms of where they are open and they are visible and they're really championing the project itself. I think overall, I believe that project managers and sponsors, they are interested in user adoption, but the challenges come through some budget constraints. And so therefore, in efforts to either finish on time or below budget or within budget, what gets cut in many areas is the focus on adoption and change management.
Kira, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
The greatest advice I can share with anyone working on improving user adoption is to focus on the users. What is their collective perception about the usefulness of the system, of the process, or the solution? What is their collective perception about the ease of use of the system, the process, or the solution? Who are they? Not only how many or where they're located, but I encourage other people who are interested in user adoption to find out more about their users' mindset. Are they excited for the change or are they terrified about the change? What do they know? What do they even want to know? I feel that measuring their perception of usefulness and ease of use have been proven to be fundamental determinants of user acceptance and adoption. So if you want to improve user adoption, work on your relationship with the users. Be empathetic and listen with a sincere intent to do something about what you've heard. If there is nothing you can do about the outcome or change, go ahead and say that. So I'm encouraging you to be open and being honest about where you are and try to be the first and best source of information for the users. It's at most times when there is an organizational change, even a system change, that's a time when most users can be very fearful. fearful for many different reasons. So being empathetic to those changes will definitely prove to be beneficial to those who are working on improving user adoption.
And Kara, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Well, currently I'm working on a few projects, but for now, to learn more about my work on user adoption, you can always read my dissertation. My dissertation topic, or my dissertation itself, was published by ProQuest. The title is Project Manager's Perception of User Readiness Metrics in Enterprise Resource Planning Implementations, a Qualitative Multi-Case Study. You can also follow me on LinkedIn, Kira Godfrey. And you may also feel free to reach out to tier1performance.com, then that's T-I-E-R, the number one, performance.com, to learn more about the work that we do and how we drive user adoption. I find the field of user adoption extremely fascinating. I am right now working on a few projects to conduct additional research on the topic of user readiness prior to a go live and adoption post go live of a system or process implementation. But for those who are truly interested and passionate about this topic, there are several theoretical models that explain user acceptance of information systems. So you can simply search on Google for the theory of reasoned actions. You can look for the theory of planned behavior, the technical acceptance model, the computer self-efficacy model, the task technology fit theories. There's so much information out there. There's a lot to learn about the theories surrounding user adoption. However, I do find that the practical application is the best experience, or gives the best experience, or way to lend itself to the best way that you can possibly learn about user adoption. So there's the theory and there's the practical application of it. So as you look and work in the field of it, whether it's SAP or Oracle or Workday or any other system implementation, you can begin to now apply those models and you will definitely see where you're going to get great success in the area of user adoption.
Well, thanks, Kira.
Thank you.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.